Welcome back. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr. North Dakota U.S. Senator John Hoeven at a roundtable and field tour near Argusville, North Dakota this morning, sat down with a group of farmers and USDA Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, Bill Northey. Senator Hoeven led things off at the roundtable.
And that's the trade agreements. There are some trade agreements that have come through on cattle, the agreement with the EU. Obviously, Japan, and we're hoping we get that phase one agreement with China hopefully this month, maybe into December. I've talked to the administration about it, including the vice president, this week, and really made the point that if we could get that phase one deal with China done, say, in the next 30 days or so, it's not only that we open up those markets, but it also involves China buying, you know, up to $50 billion worth of ag product. And that would be a real shot in the arm. And we saw recently where President Xi said, well, if there were some reduction in some phase down in some of the tariffs, that maybe that phase one deal could get done. I think that's a very positive sign. Because he didn't say all the tariffs have to go away, which we know has challenges because of the enforcement mechanism.
Again, North Dakota U.S. Senator John Hoeven at a roundtable discussion and field tour this morning with USDA Undersecretary Bill Northey, who spoke to the issue of crop insurance.
I don't know. There's some cups and caps and other things. Those all cost money to be able to do that. I don't know what's available. But we do have some producers that are able to address and knock out some low yields in some situations, but it's not free because it was a yield and something was paid for it. Around the WHIP conversation, as Brad mentioned, more information will come out. It's based essentially like a little bit of top up on crop insurance. Mm-hmm. So it's not based on your crop insurance payment. If you got $1,000 for crop insurance, you don't get $1,000 for WHIP. But if you got $1,000 for crop insurance because you got, you know, 72% on a 75% policy, it essentially tops it up to 85 or so percent.
15-20%
yes,
more.
Yes. And so it still does not get you whole. But it generally will not be large payments. But right now what we're after is as much help as we can have, and it will be in some cases. Some payments that will help. It's not an uncumbersome process. It can be cumbersome. And our staff is not used to going through it. They haven't had hurricanes here and other things. And so they're going to be working through it and asking questions. But for the most part, what you need is your crop insurance information. And that'll allow you to be able to have the information to go into that policy. And you don't have that if you don't have a yield harvest, right? Or crop harvest. And so you got to get that settled, and in some cases it may be a while before some of those are there, and that adds to the cash flow issue. Continue to share with us the concerns. We'll continue to try and understand these pieces. We've talked a little bit actually with Doug Gorin yesterday. I was talking about whether a countywide average, if there's something in between a countywide and a section-wide coverage level that would reduce the premium a little bit from individual coverage within a section, but would give you better coverage than a countywide coverage would give you. It's going to be more expensive, but it may be a better fit in some situations. So again, longer term in some of these things, but we've got to learn from this. Hopefully you all never go through it again, but somebody may, and whatever we can learn. We need to address things now, but we also need to make those longer-term improvements if we can do that too.
USDA Undersecretary Bill Northey. Also at that meeting this morning, North Dakota Senator John Hoeven announcing that the USDA has approved disaster designation for 47 counties in North Dakota as a result of natural disasters in 2019.